Welcome to another edition of the Heel Turn Podcast. This is Paul going solo here tonight. Lyman Zerga unable to join us, but that's okay. SummerSlam coming up this weekend live from Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. Not in Los Angeles for the first time in about 5 years, but that's WWE's decision. You know, bring it to Brooklyn, and that's what they're going to do. And in Brooklyn, we got 10 matches on the card, four-hour show. Jon Stewart, the host of SummerSlam. It's going to be jam-packed. It's going to be wild. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be probably what's advertised as the biggest SummerSlam in the history of the WWE. And probably no match bigger than Brock Lesnar against The Undertaker, a rematch of WrestleMania 30, where Brock Lesnar broke the streak of The Undertaker's at WrestleMania. No titles on the line. A lot of people thought, some people out there in the IWC thinking that Brock Lesnar was going to be champion going into a match of this magnitude. Not the case. But this one should be an intriguing one. Should be a classic. Paul Heyman in the corner of Brock Lesnar. Undertaker has been doing some things that has been uncharacteristic of him, namely kicking Brock Lesnar in the balls. He did it at Battleground. He did it again on Raw this past Monday night. Undertaker doing some things uncharacteristic. Some may think that the Undertaker might be the heel going into this match. We'll see. Randy Orton taking on Sheamus. Ryback defending the Intercontinental title in a triple threat match against The Big Show and The Miz. Bray Wyatt, Luke Harper taking on Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. That one should be a good one. A fatal four-way match for the World Wrestling Entertainment Tag Team titles. Primetime players defending against Los Matadores, the Lucha Dragons, and the New Day. Nothing new here. I mean, same teams vying over and over and over again. It becomes a little redundant at times. Hopefully, I like to see the primetime players hang on to the belts. Maybe we want to get a little bit of excitement giving the belts to either Los Matadores or the Lucha Dragons. But who knows? New Day may recapture those tag team titles. But let's see how this one goes. Steven Arnell and Neville taking on Stardust and King Barrett. That's a tag team match. That's the Green Arrow. Steven Arnell. I'm sorry. Steven Amell. I'm looking at it wrong. My handwriting not very good tonight. So apologies there. Steven Amell teaming up with Neville, taking on Stardust and King Barrett tag team match there. Kevin Owens taking on Cesaro. A little bit of Ring of Honor throwback here for the fans at SummerSlam. Should be a good match. Should be a great match. They've had some good battles in the ring here the last couple of weeks between Kevin Owens and Cesaro. And let's see how this one works out for them. Three-way tag team elimination match, Divas style. Team Bella taking on Team BAD, taking on Team PCB, that being Paige, Charlotte, and Becky Lynch. Singles match, Dolph Ziggler with Lana, taking on Rusev with Summer Rae in his corner. But the one match that I purposely forgot, champion versus champion, title for title, winner take all. John Cena defending the United States Championship against the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Seth Rollins. Again, title for title, champion versus champion, winner take all. Kind of reminiscent, if you will, almost 26 years ago. 25 years ago. Oh, WrestleMania 6. Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, title for title, champion versus champion, winner take all. This one should be a good one. Seth Rollins, I believe this will be the first action for John Cena inside of a WWE ring since Seth Rollins broke his nose about a month ago, to where John Cena's nose just absolutely exploded. So we'll see how that works out for both of those competitors. John Cena going for a record-tying 16 world championships. It would tie him with Ric Flair for the most world championship reigns of all time. Seth Rollins just trying to hang on. Professional wrestling also lost to some legends since the last time we spoke. Rowdy Roddy Piper, Dusty Rhodes, and then the other one, the Nature Boy Buddy Landell, passed away. So that's three in the last month. You know, we remember Dusty for the polka dots, being the American Dream, his battles with Ric Flair for the NWA World title. Rowdy Piper will always be known for his talking, one of the most exquisite talkers in the history of the business, one of the best talkers in the history of the business. He was quick on his feet. He was as far as giving the next line. He was very entertaining. He was probably what many consider the greatest heel in the history of professional wrestling. I would have to agree there. Roddy Piper, no longer with us. Buddy Landell, not so much was known about Buddy Landell. He had several stints in several different organizations, and he tried to be the Nature Boy. He tried to be his version of the Nature Boy. And Buddy Landell had some good runs in WCW and NWA at the time, and passed away on June the 22nd. Nature Boy Buddy Landell, trained by Boris Malenko, and debuted in 1979. Wrestled for the Mid-South Championship Wrestling for Bill Watts. He was he worked for the Jim Crockett Promotion starting in 1985. He was actually in the stable with James J. Dillon, not part of the Four Horsemen, but he just had a time and a stint with J.J. Dillon. He wrestled Ric Flair in July 1985. That actually broke Elvis Presley's attendance record in the Dorton Arena in Raleigh, North Carolina, and won the NWA National Heavyweight Championship from Terry Taylor at Starrcade 85 in Greensboro, North Carolina. I believe you can watch Starrcade 85 on the WWE Network. Low, low price, $9.95. You get the first month free if you're a new subscriber. Landell was set to win the World Heavyweight title from Flair. However, Landell had a falling out with the management of Jim Crockett Promotions, and then he left the company. And then he went back to work with Bill Dundee and Dutch Mantel and Jerry Lawler at in that Memphis territory. Worked there for a little while. So that was pretty much Buddy Landell's early career. Some other highlights: worked in Smoky Mountain Wrestling for Jim Cornette. He went on to the WWE and started the same day as Stone Cold Steve Austin in 1995. You know, he used some of Flair's tactics, being the Nature Boy, but he never really got anywhere. He did wrestle Bret Hart for the world title. He didn't last very long in WWE. He had a quadricep injury, out of action for 6 months. Never really was used that much after the injury, that sort of thing. He was an accomplished musician. You know, for those that don't know about Buddy Landell, all right, I know I'm focusing on Buddy Landell. We know so much about Piper. We know so much about Dusty Rhodes. We just don't know a whole lot about Buddy Landell unless you're a really big wrestling enthusiast. I consider myself a wrestling enthusiast, but I didn't know much about Buddy Landell. And here I'm learning about it too. He was actually involved in a car crash the day before he actually passed away. He was released from the hospital, returned home. And then his wife, Donna, found him gone the next day. So three legends of our business gone too soon. Rowdy Piper, Dusty Rhodes, and Buddy Landell. So again, thoughts and prayers with their families, especially that of Piper. So with SummerSlam coming up, there is a little group led by one person out of the state of New Jersey that will be leading a charge, leading a group of wrestling fans bar hopping through the streets of Brooklyn on their way to SummerSlam at the Barclays Center on Sunday, and they call themselves the Mania Crawl. And I was fortunate enough to participate in this Mania pub crawl, if you will, when WrestleMania was in New Orleans for WrestleMania 30. And it was absolutely a blast. So if you're in the Brooklyn area, you might want to join up with these guys. You could go to their website, and I will give you the website here in just a second. It is maniacrawl.com. You could sign up for the Mania Crawl for this Sunday, August the 23rd. They are doing Mania Crawl for SummerSlam. They're going to be at three different bars in the Brooklyn area starting at 1 o'clock leading into SummerSlam. If you're in the area and you want to do this, sign up on maniacrawl.com. All the information is there. It is free. There's no advanced fee to join this. It's an incredible experience. I mean, words cannot describe the experience that you have or as a wrestling fan doing something like this before a big-time event. They did it in San Francisco in the Bay Area going into WrestleMania 31. They're doing it for SummerSlam in Brooklyn. If you're listening to this and you're in the Brooklyn area, please do this. You won't regret it. Starting at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time in Brooklyn, New York. More information can be found at maniacrawl.com. And there's also a link on their website to donate to Mania Crawl for Connor's Cure. So if you want to donate to Connor's Cure, there is a link on the Mania Crawl website to donate to that tremendous cause. So, with that said, and I wish I had my co-host here with me. We have add a little bit more entertainment to this podcast as it was. SummerSlam, again, this Sunday, August the 23rd, Barclays Center, Brooklyn, New York, for the, what are we at? The 27th time? 28th time? And how fitting is this to be? Now, it's not in the same building. The first SummerSlam was held in Madison Square Garden in 1988. They will not be in Madison Square Garden here in 2015, but they will be in New York City. Well, Brooklyn, New York, the suburbs, in one of the five boroughs that make up New York City and Brooklyn. Barclays Center, New York, the Big Apple, for the 28th time, SummerSlam. The biggest event in this of the summer, and they're gonna. And I tell you what, it is gonna be a huge one. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to watching this one. It's gonna be a great event. This has been another edition of the Heel Turn Podcast. This is Paul signing off. Again, Mania Crawl is starting at 1 o'clock in Brooklyn. More information can be found at maniacrawl.com. Sign up if you want to enjoy. We're gonna have a link up and. In just a minute. So, again, thank you for joining us, and we'll be back on here post SummerSlam